Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Mercy. Mercy.
Presented by Finley Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I love it when people have to explain exactly what it is that they do. and that's what happened with the college football playoff officials who gave a presentation, if you hadn't heard this, to the SEC football coaches on Tuesday. And part of this presentation was, we're going to show you how we go through the selection process.
Oh, I want to see this nonsense. Talk about how the sausage gets made, right?
Yeah, exactly. The irony, though, Mike, is there were coaches who were not happy with the presentation, saying there were multiple coaches who came out and said it was kind of ridiculous.
Because the whole thing is ridiculous.
So the CFP representatives, including the executive director, his name's Rich Clark, were tasked with explaining their controversial selection process, including going through strength of schedule and the metrics and their impact on the final rankings and the selection of the 12 teams for the 2025-26 playoff. And you would think this would be pretty easy, but apparently it wasn't. And so they gave this presentation. Nobody's really talking about this. But the fact is, you have SEC coaches going, oh, my God, no wonder we got screwed.
It never made sense. Like, it's, I apologize for being a broken record on this, but this is not just being an SEC fan. It's strength of schedule. It just doesn't matter to these nitwits, you know? And Mark D'Antonio was on this. You know, you had a Big Ten coaches. I'm looking at last year's members, okay?
Yes.
All right, and you know what I see? A lot of old white guys, and there's a lot of them. I mean Ivan Mizell, okay, legendary broadcaster from back in the day, okay? Let's see here. Yeah, there's Hunter Yurecek from Arkansas. There's your SEC guy.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So they try to have one guy from each conference, et cetera. But, I mean, generally, with the exception of Carla Williams, former AD, you got a bunch of old white guys. Anyway, but getting back to the – where's the transparency? So now they go down, and they can't even explain it at the SEC beach party in Destin.
That's it.
In a nutshell, strength of schedule, it should be simple and easy. We don't need to get to all the metrics. Remember the BCS, all those different things, Sagar and New York Times and all that?
Put it in the computer.
Remember these idiots are talking about game control? I mean, it's stupid. It's pretty simple. Did you play the toughest teams? Did they stay tough over the course of the season? It's one thing if you beat a team that's ranked 10th that falls all the way out of the top 25, right? Then that wasn't a really great strength of schedule. It doesn't really matter, does it, right? If I play a team and they're ranked preseason 10 and they finish with 8 losses, then it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't
matter. How hard is that to figure out?
One of the examples they gave, just to give you guys some insight here, they talked about Texas Tech, who was 12-2 last year. Remember, they were the top four seeds.
Right.
And they said, even though they played a cream puff non-conference schedule, Arkansas Pine Bluff, Kent State, and Oregon State, that didn't prevent them from being a top four seed. Now, I only say this to think about what we're seeing now with the SEC. You're seeing a 9-game schedule, and you're seeing what? Georgia.
Right.
Everybody's going, I'm not going to play a power four school in my non-conference schedule if I don't have to, which is exactly what Texas Tech did, right? They played cream puffs, and then the committee says, look, but yes, but they went on to win. You know, they went 9-1. And there were several blowout wins where they averaged wins by over 20 points.
See, it gets back to the game control. What does it matter when you're playing in a crappy conference? No, sorry, Big 12, that doesn't play a lick of defense.
9-1 against Big 12 opponents. All 9 victories, Mike, and this is what the committee said, were by a minimum of 22 points. So, yeah, they deserve to be a top four seed. Point is, guys, it's all in the eye of the beholder, and they tried to explain the process because, look, I think everybody wants to know, okay, how do you guys do this? Because we just leave it up to you guys to do it. And they had an opportunity to put this presentation on at the SEC spring meetings. I don't think a lot of coaches left impressed.
Well, again, would you have rather seen Notre Dame travel to Ole Miss?
Yes.
Yeah, then
yes.
Get that stupid,
Notre Dame got screwed.
The Tulane rematch. I would have rather, I mean, again, this gets back to the, I would have rather seen Vanderbilt go to Oregon than James Madison, right? Remember we talked about the last two of we always get into the teams that you really felt were kind of, maybe got hosed. And I get it. You know, Notre Dame, now they're written into the new playoff. They will never be in that situation again. Don't worry about them. But to me, it's just, it's something that everyone said, well, yeah, we'll have a committee. Who's on the committee? I don't know you, Carl. I don't like committees by definition. Too many cooks stirring the pot.
Yeah, it's hard.
And just there's simple things here. It's not rocket science. But these guys, when they try to explain it, and the worst part was, who was the athletic director that got in trouble at Baylor? He was the guy that had to leave the process.
Oh, he had to leave the committee.
And then the next guy, neither one of these guys could ever articulate why they were making these arguments, you know, for why things were. So this is why, to me, that's why I always tell you, it's two problems. All the things that, you know, the Congress now may try to start looking at, yes, you know, the salaries and transfer portal and all that. But the number one root of the problem for all the things that are screwing things up, while we'll lose the SEC championship, is if you don't respect playing in the SEC championship as part of your schedule, then why should we play it? And these idiots
and that's why it's
don't have never respected strength of schedule for the SEC.
No, that's why it's going to go, because it hurts the team that loses. That probably still should be in the playoff.
Correct.
That's the issue. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Josh Brooks, by the way, athletic director at Georgia, said, look, I'm biased. Mm-hmm. I've spent a lot of time in the SEC. He says, the problem I had, and he says, a number of years ago, I was a part of the CFP selection committee's exercise on, hey, this is how we want to kind of do this. Josh Brooks came out and said, the thing that I really don't get is when people say, oh, that was a bad loss. Oh, that was a great win. Okay, what does that exactly mean, and how does that affect your team right. when or it comes to these rankings in the playoff?
Right, or a bad win where you're a 3-touchdown favorite and you don't control the game, as opposed to losing a game on a last-second field goal against a higher-ranked opponent.
Well, he points out, he's like, where was the venue? Where were you playing?
Right.
How much did you lose by?
You sound like AI for me for a second.
What did you lose by? You know, all these things. Anyways, man, this is part of what's going on. Other things that have happened today, we talked about this, LSU's AD, Osberry, saying that the conference, the coaches specifically, Mike, need to be unified. This comes after his head coach, Lane Kiffin, made those comments about Ole Miss. Got everybody's feathers ruffled, and so now he comes out and he speaks and is like, hey, we need to be unified. The coaches need to be all unified. I don't know if that's going to happen. Everybody's got their own opinions, but look, Lane said what he said. It's already water under the bridge. There's nothing they can do about it, but I think he felt obligated to address it.
Well, and it's also interesting because the coaches, you know, a couple of fires that Greg Sankey had to put out this week, you know, we started off with guys saying, look, you sold us on a 9-game conference schedule. We finally do it, and now we're not getting to the 16 teams you promised us. It's stuck at 12, and it seems like 12 or 24. Well, again, if it's 24, I love what Mike Elko said. Hell, make it 40. I'll have a job.
Like, forever.
That's why I said, why don't we expand the NCAA tournament to 120 teams, and Mike White will never get fired at Georgia. You know, you can get blown out every year in the first round. It's just, it drives you crazy that, you know, Greg Sankey has to sound literally like a fan. We are the best conference. You know, we're the power conference. How about, though, when you get the Arkansas AD, and now the other coaches are chirping that ESPN basically is the tail wagging the dog because, you know, Arkansas has got to go out to Utah, play late night, get home late Sunday, and then 6 days later or 5.5 days later, they're playing in Athens.
It is unfair. I mean, it is, but...
And the TV networks dictate the schedules.
Yeah, but that's what this is. I mean, I'm not going to debate that he's wrong. That's a tough turnaround, but that's kind of what this is, man. As far as the Sankey comments, Mike, I thought it was out of line with that. You can't pound your chest when the SEC is 0-4 in the past three natties, right? We're talking about three national championships. The Big Ten is one, but the SEC 4-0. The Big Ten is 4-0 against the SEC
head to head.
In the playoff.
Alabama getting humiliated by Indiana, right?
Mike, you've not done enough to say right now in this moment. Over the last 3 years, we're not talking about 5 years or 8 years ago, 3 years, that this is, in fact, still the best conference. And I think it is. I'm biased. This is what we watch every week. We get it. But if I'm the commissioner, you know what I'm saying, Mike? Guys, we hope to strive to have another run like we did a few years ago where, you know, we're in it 14 or 16 of the 17 years. We had an SEC team in the national championship or in the college football playoff. Going back to the BCS, then the 4, and even now 12. Put it out there like, hey, we're going to get back to that. But don't act like you're still the best because I got to protect the conference. Because right now, you're not.
Well, that's I was telling Carl earlier, we mentioned with Mike Griffith, you know, being up in Indiana and running. I mean, everywhere you went, you're talking Indiana fans, Michigan, Ohio State, Wisconsin, you know, and they're all chirping because everything Carl just laid out. You know, Michigan will play Oklahoma this year. Ohio State, they wrap up the home-and-home with Texas. And then you look at the rest of the out-of-conference schedule with the Big Ten, it's beyond a joke. You know, what you just mentioned with the Texas Tech schedule, I mean, that's basically what you're getting. And, if you're a Georgia booster, right, or an Auburn booster, whatever your team.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Is the SEC. Don't you want to see the best teams? I love going to 9 games. The problem is, how we started this conversation. You go to 9 games, you give us better football week after week, and then the folks who pick the playoffs don't reward you for it.
All right, man, coming up, we got to talk about what's going on with the Hawks. What are the next moves? And we'll lay out what should play out tonight in a big closeout game for Oklahoma City. Can they get it done? It's Dukes and Bell.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.